107.7 The Island, your station for real music variety. Fransman in the chair. Lori Lou over there. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
You're hanging out for National Hot Dog Day today.
I am. I'm excited about it. I like it when we go do remotes.
Yeah, I haven't done one in a while.
Yeah.
So it'll be nice to see you. Again, I'll buy the first 20 hot dogs if you come up and say you heard this on the huge broadcast. The hot dogs are Nathan's Hot Dogs, broadcasting live at Grand Island Hy-Vee in front of the convenience store there from 11 to 1. The hot dogs are $1 plus tax, so it comes out to 107, I believe.
And conveniently,
yeah,
107.
I did that on purpose. I called the tax office. I said, whatever has to happen to make that coincide with our frequency.
Yeah, because that's what everybody's liking is the taxing, more taxes.
So do that from 11 to 1. What is Lori like on her hot dog?
You know, it just kind of depends. Honestly, here lately, that bacon, spicy bacon jam that I got from Hy-Vee is what I put on my hot dogs. I know, it's weird, but it's so good.
That's some pretty amazing stuff.
I know, it really is. I turned somebody else onto it, too. It's so good.
If there's a condiment bar, I mean, I'll eat a hot dog with anything. Right. But if there's a condiment bar and I'm handed a hot dog and it is now up to me to dress it, it will always be mustard, sauerkraut, onion.
Yeah, and I would go 100% the same thing. I'm big into sauerkraut. It's delicious.
Sauerkraut's good for your gut.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is your trivia based solely around hot dogs this week?
Nope. Thankfully, no. I am gigging tonight. I have a private event.
You're private tonight?
Private event. A music bingo tonight for the Board of Realtors. So that's fun. I did it last year, so it'll be fun.
If somebody wants to book you for a private GI trivia or bingo, how do they reach you?
Just on Facebook. Just message me on Facebook. And you know what? And somebody the other day reached out and said, I sent an email to your email there. I need to have a reminder because it's not my regular email. So I don't ever check it. So.
So it's GI Space Trivia on Facebook. Best way to reach you.
Yeah, best way to reach me. Yeah, and so I'm already getting booked up for December dates. So if any business or anything is curious or thinking about it, just get a hold of me.
Wine, Beer, and Spirits seems to be your home base. Are you there tomorrow again?
Yeah.
Every Thursday?
Yeah. Yes, I would love to stay. But hopefully tomorrow is different than last Thursday, that storm rolled through right at my time. Remember that sideways?
Yeah, that was the flooding.
Yeah. No. Well.
I think it was the night that led to that flooding. That was some torrential rain. Maybe not. I don't know.
No, that was three weeks ago. Last week was, yeah. Anyway, fingers crossed.
Anyway, will you stick around? Yeah. Give us a bonus question?
Sure.
Fantastique.
Yeah.
Stick around. 107.7. The Island.
Fransman. It's all right.
Waking up with Fransman, one man party in the morning on the Island.
107.7 The Island, your station for real music variety. Fransman in the chair, Lori Lou over there. Thank you very much for tuning in. Good Wednesday. Have some listener email?
Yeah. Thanks, Val, for sending me the stats on that and letting everyone know that Fransman was wrong.
That's not true.
Yes, that's true. If anybody's a stat master, it's Val. So.
In what capacity was I incorrect?
Well, first of all, Hill Street Blues was not a sitcom. It was a drama.
Did I call it a sitcom?
Well, you said the 80s sitcom.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well,
all right, Val, you get one of these.
But Sipowicz's Bear Tookus was on NYPD Blue.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. So there you go.
And we were playing Hill Street Blues.
Yeah.
Oh, those were two different shows, right?
Yeah. Well, I guess. I've never watched either one of them.
Val, thank you very much for the... Apparently I watched a little... I don't think I really watched Hill Street Blues, but Val, thanks for the...
Yeah.
For the input. That's fantastic. Yeah. I like that a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it when you're wrong. As you love it when I'm wrong or you stump
me. Our listeners are very smart.
Yeah.
It's a smart crowd and it keeps me on my toes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Absolutely.
You can't be the smartest person in the room everywhere you go.
Oh.
For 58 years.
No. Yeah. You know? Yeah. Well, when I'm here, you're definitely not. We make a good pair, don't we?
I think so.
Okay.
We're like Clint Eastwood and Sandra Vlock.
In Bronco Billy.
I still don't know what that is.
It was one of the first Clint Eastwood movies. Besides Any Which Way You Can or Any Which Way... Which one was first, but they're all great movies. Anyway, so I know you're going to get mad because you got mad last week when I wanted to talk about my music bingo event on the 26th. I know.
Is that next week?
No, but I want you to mark it in your calendars. It's Saturday the 26th at Wine, Beer, and Spirits at 6:30. 70s on one side and 80s on the other.
That's next week.
No. Or is that next? Okay, I always... This... Okay, so this week, next week, I always... It's not this week, it's... Yes, next week.
Today's the 16th.
It's not this Saturday, it's next Saturday.
Right, so we could talk about that next week.
I know. See, I knew you were going to get mad. But some people like to put things on their calendar.
Well, that's fine, but you talked about it last year.
No, I talked about it last week.
I know. It seemed like last year. All right, so coming up in the future, Lori will have an event. Keep that on your calendar. You're at Wine, Beer, and Spirits tomorrow?
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about that.
Yeah. Do you want my question?
Yeah.
I'm really excited about this because last week's question you immediately got.
Hill Street Blues.
Sorry. The
I get over
McDonald's
anxious.
Hot and cold compartments.
McDLT.
McDLT. And there was...
That lasted longer. That lasted longer than I thought it did.
Yeah, it was like 6 years. Okay, here's your question. What McDonald's burger came out in 1996 and was a quarter pounder with a Dijon mustard mayo mix? It was discontinued in 2000, so it was around for 4 years. What McDonald's burger came out in 1996 and was a quarter pounder with a Dijon mustard and mayo mix?
It's unfamiliar to me.
I think you'll remember it when you hear it. The Arch Deluxe.
Oh.
Yeah, I stumped you on one. Yes.
Yeah, the Arch Deluxe.
I know.
I wonder, did you read further? Why was it discontinued? Did it not taste
no,
good?
No, I didn't.
Oh, what's the name, though? Is that a stab at McDonald's Arches? Oh, no, that is McDonald's. I don't know why I was thinking Burger King.
Wow.
Yeah,
you're on NYPD Blue, Hill Street Blues, Burger King, McDonald's. You're all over the place.
Yeah, this is the beginning of aging.
Yeah.
You know, you mix up the shows, you lose... The pop culture references, and you pass gas when you sneeze.
Oh,
this is what happens when you get older.
I'm still waiting for you to apologize for that.
For what? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Just kidding.
What's with your McDonald's trivia? I'm enjoying it. What made you go down that road?
And this is on a whole nother sheet, so I don't know. But I thought they were both great questions because, you know, I try to have trivia for... older people, for younger people, people in the middle. And I figure, you know, that kind of pop culture, I think that's a pop culture question. Like, everybody has a chance to get
I enjoy that. I enjoy the McDonald's questions.
Yeah.
You could do a bunch of Burger King ones, too. Do their mascots, is Ronald McDonald and the Burger King, do either one of those franchises still use those anymore?
Well, I'm not going to lie. Two times in the last couple weeks, I have been driving next to a vehicle where the man driving is wearing the Burger King crown in the car.
Yeah, Burger King, when you go there, I go there for breakfast once on a blue moon.
And they have the crowns.
They say, would you like a crown?
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding. Grown men driving in their vehicles.
Whatever it takes to get through the day, man.
Oh, God. True. Well, I guess I'm a pretty girl. Yeah, I don't know.
GI Space Trivia for more. Catch her at Wine, Beer, and Spirits tomorrow. Lori, thanks for hanging.
Yeah, and don't forget the 26th.
The what?
Kidding.
Oh, the 26th.
Yeah. I'll talk about it next week.
I got an idea. Let's talk about it next week.
Yeah, let's do.
I'll see you at National Hot Dog Day at Hy-Vee.
Oh, I can't wait. Begin the day with the friendly
voice. Hello! Waking up with Franz Man, One Man Party in the morning on the island.